KY Says.
Satlila Sahib, and welcome back to our Satsang podcast with Bible Youth. We are so excited to continue our Upasana translation journey with you all. Before we start, we would like to make shout-outs to our amazing Bible Youth team. From scripting to recording to producing, everyone is doing a great job. Your dedication and seva are truly inspirational. So, without further ado, let's get started.
Sat Keval Sahib Keval Youth, Radhi and I are back for another Gnan-filled episode with our Guru Mahima translations. You know, Radhi, it's weird, but the deeper we go into this Guru Mahima, the more I realize how much more there is still to learn.
I feel the same way, Bhabhi. When we learn about the meanings in between the words and the bhavs that Sri Narayana Das Ji Maharaj evokes, it makes me realize how much I still need to grow.
Yes, we all do. And as we continue translating, we will begin to understand exactly why we need to continue growing in this direction and how we can be successful with it.
So, Bhabhi, shall we introduce our guest for today?
Let's do it. So, KY, you all know our guests for today very well. These two individuals are Kaival Gnan Mandir's original munchkins, all grown up now. At this time, I would like to introduce Krishna J. Patel from Chicago. Krishna is our Kaival Youth Satsang Committee Vice Chair, and she is also on our Outreach Committee, doing seva on multiple cylinders while she is currently doing her Master's Program in Engineering at the University of Illinois. Isn't that right, Krishna?
Yes, Bhabhi, I will be done next year with a focus in civil engineering.
Wow, you must be so excited to get into the field and start working then.
I'm excited to get into the workforce and work with my fellow KY engineers and environmentalists to build our next eco-friendly Kaival Gnan Mandir.
We love to hear it. And for our next guest, who is also an engineer, a bioengineer, Mr. Krunal Patel. Krunal, along with Nista Bhabhi, have assumed the responsibilities of our Kaival Youth co-director's positions. These two have been leading our team since last August, and they have already taken us in so many cool directions. Krunal is also heavily involved in our Kaival Gnan Mandir Chicago activities, giving seva as a coordinator and actually almost anywhere else where things need to get done. So welcome back to our podcast, Krunal.
Sat Keval Sahib Keval Youth, Bhabhi, Radhi, Sat Keval Sahib. Thanks for having me back on our podcast. I was actually waiting for us to start our next series. I like listening to spiritual podcasts on my drives home, and listening to our podcasts always helps refresh the gnan we learn from Guruji's Vani and Satsang.
Yes, that is true. Well, Radhi and I are excited to have both of you on today's episode as we continue to move through our Guru Mahima. So in episode 2, we left off with verse 31. Gati chakavi anubhava anadu, lagu jiva ku jane vada vivadu. So can one of you get us started with a quick recap?
Sure, Bhabhi. Okay, so we ended episode 2 emphasizing that the Gnan Param Guru has brought for us, the Gnan Sri Narayana Das Ji Maharaj mentioned in the previous verses, is omnipresent, meaning it is everywhere and it is powerful. It has been here forever.
And if we truly understand this Gnan and implement it into our lives, we can truly build a spiritual connection to Param Guru and ultimately Kaival Karta. But we must give Param Guru our mind and body through our regular bhakti, seva, and satsang.
Right. And Sri Narayana Das Ji Maharaj has also given us further understanding about how only Param Guru's gnan can give us this true spiritual awakening. People who preach about the five physical elements are only leading us in the wrong directions.
Right, which is why we have this Guru Mahima, and why we should sing it every day. It refocuses our attention on this and allows us to stay on the right Shashwat path. So, singers, get us started, please. But, wait. Before we do, I think let's try something new this time. Because we know these verses are connected, singers, let's do the next two verses. And this episode, let's follow that trend.
Guru Pada Moto Amogha Amulya Ave Nahi Koi Guru Samatulya
Vaishnav Koti Ananta Aneka Tene Shira Shobe Guru Pada Eka
Guru Pada Motu Amogha Amulya Ave Nahi Koi Guru Samatulya. Guru Pad is the position or the status of Guru. Motu means great, Amog means successful, Amulya means one that cannot be priced, it is priceless. Ave Nahi Koi means no one can come, and Guru Samatulya means to Guru's equality or comparable to Guru.
And the next verse. Vaishnava Koti Ananta Aneka Tene Shira Shobhe Guru Pada Eka. Vaishnav is a major Hindu denomination. Vishnu and Vishnu's avatars like Sri Ram and Sri Krishna, they're bhaktos. Koti Anant means numerous types. Anek means however many, countless. Tene means there. Shir means head. Shobe means adorns. Guru Pad, Guru's position. And Ek means one.
Okay, so with these two lines, we're acknowledging that the position of a guru is great and one that is constantly giving a success. It is so valuable and priceless that no one can come in comparison to a guru's equivalence. Like, just have a mother's love for her child is unique and incomparable. A guru's love for his sishya is just the same.
Right. And the second line goes on to give an example of Vaishnav Koti, like a denomination of the Hindu Dharam. There are so many sects within it, and it has been around for a while. However, all individuals within this denomination have one thing in common. They all have the same symbol on their forehead, which is acknowledging and showing respect to their Guru Parampara and Guru Pad.
Right, and here Sri Narayanadasji Maharaj uses Vaishnav Koti as an example because it is one of the largest denominations within our Hindu Dharam. However, no matter which sect we are observing, whichever denomination we go into, we see that the Guru Parampara is ubiquitous within our Hindu Dharam. All right, singers, next verse, please. Or next two verses, please.
Guru Guru Jyatya Sau Koi Keche Chara Prakare Guru Padare Che
Proksha Guru Pada Proksha Batave Padarate Majiva Kuvila Mavi.
These next few verses are helping us understand the types of gurus. So, Guru Guru Jyatya Sau Koi Keheche Char Prakare Guru Pada Reheche. Guru Guru referring to our spiritual teachers. Jyatya means everywhere and anywhere. Sau Koi means anyone and everyone. Keheche means says. Char prakare means four types. Guru pad means guru's position or status. Rahe che means exists.
So the first line, everyone talks about guru everywhere, meaning we hear it being used so freely. In today's day and age, so many people are using this word guru and claiming to have found their guru. However, here, Sri Narayanashi Maharaj is telling us that, listen, first off, there are four types of gurus you should all be aware of.
I remember learning about these. So there's Proksh Guru, Thai Guru, Sad Guru, and Param Guru.
Right. So in that second line, we address the Proksha Guru. Proksha Guru Pada Proksha Batavi Padarathama Jiva Kuvila Mavi. Proksha means indirect method, or whatever you cannot see, or that which is not in front of your eyes. Guru Pad is Guru's position. Proksha Batavi means shows indirectly. Padarathama means in attaining materialistic things. Jivaku means the anshas. Vilamavi means guides and directs or lures. So keep going, Krishna.
So Proksh Guru shows the path of Proksh, meaning encourages jivas to do things like rituals, pilgrimages, yajnas, vidhis, certain astrological things, even superstitious rituals, by luring them with the hope of gaining possessions and attachments, known as padarth. So like, by doing XYZ, you will get X amount of money, or your son will talk to you again, stuff like that.
You know, I find this so interesting, because people will literally sit in a yajna for 4 hours, or they'll wear a necklace, a ring, hoping that it'll help them improve their situation. But they won't change their actual behaviors that are causing this situation. And rather than following a very simple, direct path that Param Guru has shown, people will go to these other types of gurus and do all sorts of stuff.
Right, but as we have learned time and time again, these materialistic possessions and physical attachments are all temporary. The more we collect and build, the more we are just setting ourselves up for disappointment when we lose them. So we end up spending our energy, time, and resources chasing these temporary attachments and foregoing the ultimate bond to Param Guru.
And in this chase, we get greedier and greedier as we continue to want more and more. Okay, so we have established that while there are many gurus out there that people have declared, there are four types of guru buds. And we have just learned about the first one, which is Proksh Guru. Let's keep going. Singers.
Guru Pad Deva Batave Pratakshya Darshavi Dhema Apete Hi Daksha
Sat Guru Sat Batavi Ji Amshe Darne Kari Juve Karta Ko Vansha.
Okay, so the first line, Guru Pad Deva Batave Pratyaksha Darshavi Dehma Ape Tehi Daksha. Guru Pad. Guru Pad is Guru's Pad, Guru's position. Dev is referring to all the Devis and Devtas. Batavi means shows. Pratyaksha means visible. Darshavi means by showing. Dehama means in the body. Ape means gives, tehi means that, and daksha means jnana or knowledge.
Now we're defining the second type of guru, which is Thai Guru. A Thai Guru shows the devs that reside in the universe and which resembles the devs that reside within our body. For example, Shiv Shakti reside in our heart. Vishnu resides in our belly button, Surya and Chandra reside in our eyes, and so on and so forth. I think we've done a separate satsang on this, but basically, we have spiritual energy within our bodies at each part, and this energy is a representation of these higher spiritual entities, these devis and devtas. And by doing mantra jap and honing in on these energies, we can harness their powers and acquire siddhis to heighten our awareness and overall existence.
While that may sound better than what a Paroksha Guru teaches, isn't it still limited to our existence? Meaning, let's say I focus on these special mantras and do jap and acquire one, two, or more of the siddhis and develop a super skill or a power, wouldn't it be limited to, first, how long I follow the practice, and second, how long I'm alive?
Yes, it would. There are 8 siddhis we can acquire through various rigorous forms of mantra jap and also yoga sadhana. Paramguru came here with all these 8 siddhis. They were given to him by Karta. These siddhis allow us to do certain things outside the realms of normal human abilities. For example, the ability to see our own future. However, all of these siddhis are limited, just as Krishna described. They won't help us build this ultimate connection to Paramguru or Karta, and they will only be beneficial to us while we are alive in this current physical form.
Which brings us to our third type of guru. Sata guru sata batave je ansha, narne kari juvi karta ko vansha. Sat guru. Sat guru is the third type of guru. Sat is the truth, which is forever. Batave means shows. Ansh is Kaivalkarta's ansh, which loosely translates to soul. Narne kari means decides, concludes. Juve means sees. Karta ko vansha means Kaivalkarta's, the creator's, lineage.
Here, Sri Narendasji Maharaj directs our attention to a Satguru. He says, a true Satguru helps us recognize our Chaitan Ansh. He helps us understand that we exist as a spiritual entity with this temporary body. However, even a Satguru has limitations. While a true Satguru helps us recognize our own spiritual existence, he does not help us connect to the Anshi, who is the ultimate creator and controller. This is a key step. Once we recognize our Ansh level existence, we must be able to connect to the creator of this very Ansh in order to attain true liberation.
This makes sense. You know, I see many different holy people or spiritual leaders often doing positive discourse about how we should recognize the one within or how we should acknowledge our spiritual existence, which is great, but this is a very valid point that we're acknowledging here. Once we acknowledge this higher existence, then what? What are we supposed to do with it?
Well, I feel like we're about to find out soon enough. Singers, let's go on, please.
Dehi ansha apana puta bajane jabi sat guru dehi paramane
jino ansha tyahi melap karave anshi pad ma ekata karvave
dehi ansha apana pu tab jane jabi sat guru tehi paramane. Tehi means that. Ansh, remember, loosely defined to soul, Karta's ansh. Apana pu means one's original form. Taba jane means knows then. Jabi means when. Sat guru, referring to the third type of guru, a sat guru. Tehi paramane means himself has the proof.
And the second line, jeno ansha tyahi medap karave, anshi padma ekata karvave. Jeno means whose. Ansh is Kaivalkarta's ansh, which loosely translates to souls. Tyahi means there. Medap means union or unification. Karave means does.
Anshi Padama means in Kaivalkarta's dham or in Kaivalkarta's abode. Ekata means unity and Karavave means to make do.
Okay, so first we are going back to the verse prior in which we addressed that a Sadguru can help us recognize our spiritual existence but is unable to connect us to Karta. Why? So Sri Narayan Dasi Maharaj says that a Sadguru may only help the disciples understand Anshi or Kaivalkarta if the Sadguru himself or herself has that understanding and proof. If they don't know it properly or have it, how can they give it to their students?
Right. And then to further on that point, and to introduce us to the fourth type of guru, that second line is saying that the true guru, which is Param Guru, shows an Ansh, that it is a part of the Anshi, the creator, and unifies them via Jnana, Bhakti, and Vairag.
Right. And once this happens, the Ansh is able to recognize where its real abode is, which is Kaivalkarta's Pad. Param Guru helps us with the acquaintance with Kaivalkarta's Pad and oneness with Kaivalkarta.
This Guru Mahima is long, but it is concise. In just 6 verses, we addressed each of the types of gurus, what they give us, and what their limitations are, and what we need to do if we want something more permanent and lasting.
In episode 2, there was a verse in which Sri Narayan Dasi Maharaj basically said that whoever prays to Param Guru completely will be filled with all types of jnana and abilities. He's saying that because he himself experienced it. Param Guru's jnana, bhakti, and seva gave Sri Narayan Dasi Maharaj such divine gifts and abilities.
We experience that too. Think about it. Both of you have been coming to Mandir since you were little bachcha. Think about where you are right now and what you have been able to accomplish. Can you honestly tell me you would be where you are if you didn't have Param Guru's seva, bhakti, and jnana supporting you?
No, honestly, no. I feel like Param Guru's jnana and bhakti continue to make me a better version of myself. They have helped me succeed.
Yep, they've allowed all of us to come up so far and succeed. I completely agree. Okay, singers, next verses.
Aunchi pada kaivala eka sameva ayete no laksha param guru deva.
Param guru param pati ke pyara mile garva sankata thi kare nyara.
Aunchi pada kaivala eka sameva aye teno laksha param guru deva. Anshipad is the creator's abode. Kaival means one without any opposition, and only Karta, the creator, can be addressed that. Eka sameva means one and the same. Aye means has come. Teno laksh, whose bodh, whose knowledge. Param guru deva, Param Guru has come to give.
The creator's abode and Kaivalkarta's abode are one and the same. Ek sameva. Param Guru has descended from this Param Dham to this earth to give us this true knowledge regarding Kaivalkarta. Therefore, one can attain moksha only through Param Guru.
Right, and this continues into the next verse. Param Guru Param Pati Ke Pyara Mile Garba Sankata Thi Kare Nyara. Param Guru Srimad Karuna Sagar Maharaj. Param Pati Ke. Param Pati is synonymous to Kaivalkarta, the creator, our ultimate and most important master. Ke is showing possession. Pyara means most loved, beloved. Mile means attains. Garba sankata thi means from the miseries and bonds of birth and death. Kare Nyara means to free or liberate from.
To further solidify this truth of Param Guru's status, Sri Narayandas Ji Maharaj is stating how Param Guru is Parampati Ke Pyara, meaning Param Guru is beloved by Karta as the Param Vishesh Ansh. He's the closest and most loved by Karta, and he understands Karta better than any other entity or individual anywhere.
And this is why Karta sent Param Guru to us, so we may be so fortunate to obtain his bhakti and seek his shelter and sharan, which free us from the bondages of life and death.
Right. That term, garbha sankat, garbha means womb, and sankat means dilemma or problem. One who is born must also face death, and that's the ultimate truth. And most of us fear death. Even here, Sri Narayandas Ji Maharaj refers to the constant cycle as a sankat. Why?
I think we as humans just get so caught up in the physical existence. We forget that there is a happiness much greater than this temporary one. The happiness we experience here is also associated with so many other emotions. Like, for example, let's say I got a promotion at work, so then I'm super happy and I feel on top of the world. But then, let's say I'm driving home and in my high happy state, and I don't pay attention to the speed limit, and I get pulled over for speeding, I get a ticket, and that will definitely bum me out.
Right. And then, let's say something else happens when you get home, like you get into an argument with one of your sisters, or you get some bad news about some other part of your life. Like, let's say Kedari Benpani breaks up with you. You will be upset and sad, right?
This reminds me of a diorama we once made with the Ferris wheel. Life really is like a Ferris wheel. What goes up must come down. If we are constantly dependent on external sources for emotional validation, we will never be able to get off this ride. And that is why we are referring to it as a sankat, or dilemma. It truly is a dilemma. But if we take Param Guru's sharan, we will be able to get off this Ferris wheel and move towards something that is more stable.
That was beautiful. Loved it. Okay, singers, next couple lines for us, please.
Eva Guru Ananda Mahasukhakari Para Upakara Karan Dehadhari
Divya Rupa Sundira Shobhara Sala Ghanashyama Murata Mahavishala
Eva Guru Ananda Mahasukhakari Para Upakara Karan Dehadhari. Eva means such. Guru is referring to Param Guru here. Anand means happiness. Mahasukhakari means the giver of great happiness. Para Upakar means to benefit. Karan means for the purpose of. And Dehadhari means has taken the form of the human body.
Such is Param Guru's divine personality. It endows human beings with all of these tools needed to attain this permanent state of Anand. This is his very purpose, his very reason for taking on this physical form and coming to this earth, to give us these tools and serve as a benefactor for all of us Ansh.
Good. And the next verse. Divya Rupa Sundira Shobhara Sad Ghanashyama Murata Mahavishad. Divya Rup means divine form. Sundir means beautiful. Shobha means added beauty. Rasad means attractive, very visually pleasing. Ghanshyam, comparing to a very attractive bluish-black thunderous cloud. Murat is an idol or an image. Maha means great. Vishad means grand. So we have a few adjectives here.
And to go along with his divine nature and personality, here we are describing Param Guru's Roop, or form, which is extremely beautiful and grand, and can be compared to bluish-black clouds. So I have a question here. We frequently use the word Ghanshyam to describe Param Guru, right?
Yes. So Ghana refers to the color and appearance of thunderous clouds. Their beauty is so unique and their colors are so dark and vivid. Shyam literally means dark. When we refer to Param Guru Swarup as Ghanshyam, we're saying it is as beautiful and unique as these clouds.
Right. And we have done satsang about Param Guru's Divya Roop before. And we will definitely make that the topic of a future satsang because there is an entire deeper understanding behind it. For now, singers, shall we go on to the next two verses, please?
Pada pankaja ali ansha shobhe leta mukaranda mano jahi tobe.
Asankhya ansha kari jani vasa sharne ave jete no thaya samasa.
Pada pankaja ali ansha shobhe leta mukaranda mano jahi tobe. Pad means charan or feet. Pankaj is a lotus flower. Ali can loosely be translated to a wasp or a bumblebee. Aunch, Karta's aunch, loosely translated to the word soul. Shobe means adds beauty. We encountered this word a couple of times before. Leta means takes. Mukarand means nectar. Manoja hi means even the god of passion, known as Kamdev. Tobe means stops.
So here, we're using a visual metaphor. Picture the side of a beautiful garden. There's a brightly colored lively flower, and a bee is encircling it because of its scent, and will soon extract nectar and pollen from it, so it can make honey. This entire process, this scene, this occurrence is so natural and so fundamental to our ecosystem. So in the same way, Param Guru is that flower. His Jnan is the scent. We are the bee, and the samaj we gain is our nectar. But in order to smell the scent of Param Guru's Jnan, we must go near him. Bees can't just smell flowers that are really far away. They first have to buzz over to the flower, then they smell it, then they circle it, and lastly, they extract the nectar.
Right, so in that way, we must too go near Param Guru by going to Mandir, joining satsang, and doing upasana regularly. All of these activities bring us closer to Param Guru. Then we will be able to slowly understand this gnan and finally take advantage of the nectar it brings us.
Exactly. And here Sri Nandaji Maharaj takes it one step further, that whoever goes into Param Guru's Sharan becomes as beautiful and attractive as Kamdev, the deity known for his extremely attractive form. Such is the sattvic pure nature of Param Guru's gnan. It transforms us. I think we should point out here that we are referring to beauty that is beyond physical. It is more about our energy as an ansh of Karta.
I just think how limitless Param Guru's Gnan is. Because, like, there are so many people at Param Guru's Sharan, right?
That is a great point, Krishna. And it brings us to our next verse. Asankhya ansha kare janivas. Sharne ave jiteno thaya samas. Asankhya means numerous. Ansha is Kaivalkarta's ansh, souls. Kare ja nivas means reside at. Sharne ave je means one who comes to the shelter. Teno means they. Thaya samas means will fit in.
So even though there are already numerous Anshas residing at Param Guru Sharan, there is still limitless space for whoever goes to him. We've discussed in previous satsangs how Param Guru's gati is anant and his abilities are unquantifiable. So here's where we split off from our flower analogy. And that flower has limited nectar. Param Guru has unlimited nectar. He can take care of however many anshas that come into his shelter.
Yes, exactly. This actually reminds me of a verse from this bhajan that we sing very often at Mandir. Aharnisha Yada Guru. And in that bhajan, we sing to Param Guru, Tamane yad karanara aneka Pana mare to apacho eka.
I remember you explaining this to us. We are singing to Param Guru that so many think of you and do your smaran, but for me, you are the only one, meaning we are limited too. We can only have true bhav for one guru. So for us, it's just Param Guru.
Yes, it goes beyond that as well. We are also acknowledging how we need Param Guru. The bee needs the flower. In that way, we need Param Guru. But again here, we drift from our analogy a little bit. The bee has other flowers. We only have our one Param Guru.
Oh, I love this. Okay, singers, can we have our next two verses? I think these are our last two verses for this episode.
Hari garbha sankat te nava paame saache dale ave maha dukh vaame
Ivo pad pankaj no par taap mile pati pad lahi nij aap
Fari garbha sankat te nava paame saache dale ave maha dukh vaame Fari means again. Garbha sankata, the miseries of birth and death. We've dissected these two words previously. Garbha means womb. Sankat means dilemma or misery. Te means they. Nava pame means will not get. Sache means pure. Dale means hearted. So the combination of sache dale means wholeheartedly. Ave means to come. Mahaduk means a big misery. And vame means to heal.
These anshas that have come to Param Guru's shelter, the ones we acknowledged in the previous verse, if they wholeheartedly devote themselves to Param Guru, they will never again have to go through the cycles and bonds of birth and death. They will be freed from those highs and lows we discussed earlier.
Right. And the second line, Evo pada pankaja no paratapa, mile pati pada lahe nija apa. Evo. Evo means such. Pada pankaja no. Pada pankajano means lotus-like feet. Paratapa means because of, owing to. Mile means get. Patipad is kaivalkarta's pad, kaivalkarta's abode. Lahi means understands. Nija apa means their true form.
And such is Param Guru's position's impact or effect. It allows one to understand their ultimate truth and become enlightened and attain Kaivalkarta's dham.
This is all stated so clearly and we're explaining it so directly. But these beliefs and practices take so much time and effort to understand them and implement. That nectar we were talking about before, it is truly this samaj of this jnana. Without it, we won't be able to move past our personal problems.
Yes, Krunal, you're right. Samaj is truly undervalued and underestimated. It's that saying we have in English. You know, you have the knowledge, but do you have the wisdom?
I feel like we must want to change, and this will require us to step outside of our comfort zones. It will be difficult at first, but if we get there, it will be worth it.
Truly, very well explained, both of you. All right, Kaival Youth, I think that will be all for today. But make sure to tune in because Radhi and I will be back with our next set of verses in a couple of weeks with two fresh new voices.
Yes, we will. Krunal and Krishna, thank you so much for being on our episode today. It was truly a great time with both of you.
Thank you for having us. I always enjoy doing some satsang with our KY fam.
Agreed. See you next time, Kaival Youth. Sat Kaival Sahib, everybody. If you have any questions or comments, please email satsang@kaival.org.
This work is copyrighted in 2021 by Kaival Youth, which is a national subsidiary of Kaival Gyan Chicago Foundation. Reproduction in any manner is prohibited without the express consent of Kaival Youth. For more information, visit www.kaival.org or email satsang@kaival.org. All rights reserved. Sat Kaival Sahib.